How many times in the course of our lives have our hopes and our dreams begun with the phrase, if only I were older, if only I were younger, if only I were taller, if only I were prettier, if only I was more handsome, if only I was smarter, if only I was a better athlete, if only I were richer, if only I lived in California, if only I were here, if only I were there, if only, if only, if only. But then if we do grow a bit wiser, there are some more significant in onlys for which we might also hope and pray. If only I could make up for all my stupid failures and selfish mistakes. If only I could escape from my dead ends and make a fresh start. If only I could be set free and forgiven from all my sins and offenses. If only God would make right everything I had made wrong. If only I could find my true way. If only I could find my heart's desire. If only I could know real love and lasting peace. If only I had more time. If only I could escape from my limitations. If only I could live forever. Only then would I be at peace. And only then would I be fully satisfied. Well, brothers and sisters, tonight we remember and celebrate the good news that we have no more excuses, no more if-onlys. God has loved us so completely, He sent His only begotten Son as our Redeemer to live among us. His Son, losing nothing of His divinity, shared fully in our humanity, like us in all things but sin. What a wonderful exchange! We gave the Lord the capacity for death, while He gave us the capacity for life everlasting. We gave Jesus a cross, but on that cross He washed away our sins, and from that cross He poured out for us grace and mercy. In Christ, life engaged death in furious, unrelenting combat. Death killed Jesus by means of the body He had assumed. But that same body proved to be the invincible weapon by which Jesus utterly conquered death. For concealed beneath the cloak of His humanity was the infinite power of His divinity. In slaying our Lord, death was slain. Sin and death were crushed, beaten down, conquered, and utterly defeated. In Christ, everlasting life with God became our human destiny. So, no more unfulfilled dreams, no more frustrated if-onlys in our lives. The God who first created everything out of nothing and made everything good has now delivered us from our self-induced slavery to sin and death. He has even filled us with His own Holy Spirit, His own life and love. God has adopted each one of us as His beloved sons and daughters. God now sees and loves in us what He sees and loves in His only begotten Son. That is why at this vigil of vigils, on this feast of feasts, we celebrate the brilliance of the light of Christ. That is why the elect and the candidates for full communion hear among us will build up our church. That is why on this glorious night, all the faithful remember, savor, and renew our own baptismal promises and the exultant story of our salvation. That is why the awesome mystery of this luminous night defeats evil, washes away guilt, restores innocence to sinners, gives joy to the sorrowing, dispels hatred, and creates harmony and peace. That is why this glorious night of vigil reunites earth to heaven, humanity with divinity. Jesus, our triumphant Lord and Savior, has won the victory for us. Now all our best dreams will come true. We can know the incomparable glory of God tonight, even in this night, as surely as one day we will share forever in that glory in paradise, that paradise of seeing God face to face. So, brothers and sisters, all of you called to the Easter sacraments, all of you hungry for the incomparable consolation of the Eucharist, all can rejoice without any restraint on this numinous night of endless grace. People of God, on this night of splendor, let's all get a little crazy. Let us surrender to joy and happiness, the joy of this Easter vigil, because Christ is risen. Christ is truly risen.